know how when they yell cut, they wouldn't stop.
That's interesting.
What?
Yeah.
If you were Donna, what would you have said?
I said...
A waitress, rather, call the police. And she was mistaken for 90210 for
cops.
Along with your host, Charles Rosen.
But look at that. Dean Cake and Dan probably got the best performance he ever gave.
We're having a meeting here.
Oh, at least there's one person on this Fricasta set that knows what they're doing.
Larry Mullen.
I had a friend named Craig Richland. You know, there was still cocaine around and stuff. I always remembered him, and I just kind of thought I would honor my coke dealer.
Get out of here!
Pete Ferrero.
Here's what I learned. It's possible Claire would have gone out with me.
That was your takeaway.
So sit back and relax, because it's like totally time for the Beverly Hills 90210 show.
Just hold on to me tonight.
I think we're live.
Okay. It looks like it, yeah.
Okay, so you're seeing it. Okay, so hey, everybody, welcome to the Beverly Hills 90210 show. There's a whole bunch of fans that are in a waiting room. I'm going to add them to the mix here in a second. There's a lot of moving parts to this. This is a sad episode. We've lost the star of the show. We lost Brenda Walsh. Shannon Doherty is no longer with us. We learned this. It was very shocking. Larry, I'm going to start with you. How did you find out about this, and what were your initial thoughts?
Well, I'm on the East Coast, and I woke up in the morning, and there it was. I think you kind of sent it to me.
I think so, yeah.
I think so. Oh, no. I mean, you know, because obviously she was getting ready to do another thing, another convention in Tampa.
Right.
And, you know, she just was out there for the fans. And so, yeah, I was surprised. It was just kind of coming off a kind of a week of kind of stuff like this. And so it just gave me a chance to reflect on what a spectacular actress she was, and how she distinguished herself, you know, through her illness.
And I found out about it from Shari Weiss. Shari Weiss is going to do 90 News with me this week. And she's been reporting all the different articles that have come up. And so I'm excited to do that with her. We're going to record it Thursday, I think. But that's how I found out. And I thought something was wrong with Shari, because there's no way that this could have happened. You know what I mean? How did this happen? She's planning on doing another podcast, Shannon. She's out and about, as you mentioned, the Daytona thing. So I was in total shock. Chuck, where were you? How did you find out about this?
I saw her name in some kind of social media or digital platform, and I saw that it said the date of her birth. So it was 1971, I think, to 2024. And I saw that under her name, and I knew her time had passed. I knew that her battle was done for now.
Yes. Yeah. Brian, how about you?
It was first thing I saw when I woke up in the morning, you know. I'll just wake up, you know, open up my phone, open up Instagram to see what's, you know, if I have any messages, what's going on. First thing I see is, like Chuck said, the, you know, Shannon Doherty, 1971 to 2024. I thought it was a joke. You know, they always do these false reportings on celebrities being deceased. I thought, no way. It's just, you know, she was so strong. She never, despite her illness, she was so strong. You know, we knew that this was always a possibility, but just the way she presented herself, you never really thought it would happen anytime soon.
I agree. As people have said that to me, that we knew this was coming. And I'm like, I don't, well, you know, you don't know specifically when this is coming. This is a person that seemed like she was out and about doing things, making plans. So I reject that theory that we knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. Everybody knows it's coming at some point. But I mean, I didn't know.
Well, that's the point, Pete. Yeah. Unfortunately, at some point, cancer wins.
That's
and
it.
The end, and then the game, and then the journey's done. It's the end of the game. It's the end of the line.
Right.
It happened with my sister. I saw that. It's a certain point. Unfortunately, you know, even someone with the strength and fortitude of Shannon can't control that.
No, it's sad. It's very sad. Let's bring in some
really good quality of life, though. She really, you know, she wasn't really like bedridden. She wasn't suffering.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm saying.
just
he went
gave
out
it all to
swinging.
the fans.
Very, so admirable and so inspiring. Yeah.
I mean, like you said, with the fans and how she was, you could see that she was at first when she was doing these conventions, there was a little bit of, you know, she liking this. She loved being with the fans, maybe didn't love being on the panels and all that stuff. But then she, like, within hours, just became a part of it. You know what I mean? She became a part of the community. She loved them. I mean, all these fans that got a chance to meet her at 90s Con have something very, very special.
Absolutely. I saw that clip and I hadn't seen it. I had heard about it, but I saw that clip with her and Jenny.
Right.
And they were having a blast. They were so great.
I thought so.
I was so pleased for the whole thing from start to finish.
I thought they were having a blast.
Our only regret is that you know, there were still fractures there that didn't want her to come on and hang out with us. So,
someone sent me a message that said that she had made a comment recently on a recent podcast that she didn't understand what podcasts were, and now she's more open to going on podcasts. So this Monday, I was going to...
Timing is everything, you know.
I was going to this Monday, to the past... reach out to her perps and to see about coming on. But I mean, I had tried over 100 times to get Shannon.
Really?
I don't know. It had to be 30, 40 times. I mean, wow. her agent must be just totally done with me. All right, let's bring on the fans. I'm admitting everybody all in at one time. So some people we are aware of, some people are brand new to this scenario here.
But I mean, I had tried over 100 times.
Well, hello, people.
Other thing we're gonna have to do is mute people's audio.
Yeah, you gotta be the quarterback.
Yes,
you have to be.
So whenever someone wants to say something, there should be a little hand button. Just raise that hand, the electronic hand button, not your actual hand. And then I will bring you to the top, and you can say how you're feeling.
Under reactions.
Thank you, Chuck. It's under reactions. React. There's a little raise hand button, and then I will get people to start talking. Host tools. Okay. Nobody is using the hand tool. I feel like I'm in class here. Okay, Sadie, go ahead. We'll let Sadie go first.
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sadie. It's good to see you.
Oh,
good to see you all too.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we were seeing each other under better circumstances. For those that are in the Zoom, the hand tool is under the button that says, or there's a little thing that says React Reactions. There's
a little
smiley face, and it says recognize, and it should just be there. So it should be a hand.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
raise hand. Raise hand. There's a button that says react, and then raise hand. Sorry, Thaddy.
Yeah. No, I found out it was a shock to me when I found out. I had just woken up, and I was like, okay, let's open, because I always open Facebook or Instagram or to see what's going on. And I saw the news and I was like in shock. I couldn't react for a moment. I was like, oh my God. I was even planning to send her a message on her podcast or something. I remember writing the message in my head to tell her about the podcast and how wonderful I thought she was. And then I heard the news and I was in shock. I took a while to process everything. You know, I still can't, when I think about it, I still can't believe. But she is just a wonderful actress. I saw her on I Know to Know, on Charmed, and I was always following her work. And I mean, it's really a pity because she was wonderful, but she was struggling hard with everything. So I think now that, well, we don't want people to go, right? We want people to stay here with us forever. But well, she did great. She was always showing us that she was so strong and so positive about her disease. And well, I'm still in shock. It's gonna take a while for me. I didn't watch I know you know. I haven't watched it since she's passed because I need some time to process everything. I know I will eventually. But for now, I just want to, take some time and think about her and send positive vibes and everything because I know that the process is really hard.
Yes. Thank you, Thaddy. I'm going to go to Jessica. Oh, I'm sorry. No, let's go to Marie. Marie was first.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. 90210 was my life, and this was such shocking news to hear. We got to know her as Brenda, and in terms of her character, she was unapologetic in all the right ways. She was staunch in her beliefs, and she became over time, I guess, rebellious, but in a way that made us still really love her. The kids of the 90s were experiencing all of it. With her, things that we had never seen before, like her first love and the spring dance, the breast cancer scare. My favorite moment personally was just thinking about and what I would share today was that moment at the graduation when she stood up there, got her diploma, and they flashed back to Jim Walsh and her having that conversation, him telling her that she would always be his baby. That's when I feel viewers really felt her growth as a character, as Brenda Walsh. And that's when fans, young women in particular, myself, were able to relate to her. We grew up with her. And so she will be truly missed. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for that Shannon got to do was really get to speak her truth, and tell us what went on behind the scenes. And we really got to know what happened, as opposed to what we read in the headlines. So, it's an honor to be a part of this tribute, and I hope that, we'll always remember her as Brenda Walsh, but even more so, she was just a staunch advocate in everything that she pushed for, animal rights, women's rights. She was awesome. She was my idol.
That's really nice. Jessica, let's go to you. Jessica
Oh,
Gimeli. Do you
hi.
remember her, Larry? You might remember
Of
her from
course, I know Jessica. Yeah,
Story Slam.
she was Dylan's first.
Yeah.
Story
Yeah.
Slam.
Actually, I have Larry's book. It arrived in the mail a few days ago. I didn't have a chance to tell you because of this. This happened. Like
Yes.
Peter, I found out from Sherry, and I'd much rather it not be true. But if I was going to find out from anybody, I want it to be Sherry Weiss.
Sure.
I don't want it to be the gossip sites who, they get a lot of traffic at these times. But the Marie was saying that Shannon was outspoken. One of the things I talked about in my blog, so I have a blog called Fashionably Ill, and I wrote about Shannon's passing was how she was outspoken about the ableist and illogical insurance policies in this country. And
That's
like
right.
one of the hardest things about being sick is dealing with the insurance companies. It's not a glamorous topic. It's not fun. It's not sexy. And people don't talk about that enough. And she talked about that. She spoke truth to power when people at that point, people were already giving her credit for her resilience and what she was doing. So she didn't even have to go there. And then, somebody else said they haven't watched since her passing because of the article. So I was putting together my favorite Brenda Walsh outfits. I had to watch the episodes, but I knew where all the outfits were because I was like, oh, I know she wore the LBD when she was out with Rick. I know she wore the green to this. So, but I wanted for copyright issues. So I went and watched the episodes, and it does hit differently when you see Luke and Shannon now. It definitely does feel different. But I'm really glad that we can still watch their work. It's going to be hard. It's going to be painful for fans, but I'm glad we have it.
It's a beautiful testament to one part of her career for sure. Chuck, I see you have your Chuck
Yeah,
Rosen has
I was going to
his
say
hand
right
raised.
after Marie, and good, thank you for saying that, Jessica and Marie. I really liked you. I wanted to respond to one thing, and thank you for bringing up that moment where that flashback at that commencement, because a girlfriend of mine from Beverly Hills High School in 1969 told me that story of her talking, telling her father the exact same thing. And that's one of the reasons when we were talking about at the end of the first season to have Brenda lose her virginity was the ability to have that scene. And so it was for you. Thank you for singling that one out, because that really was the motivator of a lot of action that ultimately was in the screen. And
yeah,
Shannon did so well in portraying.
Did.
Hey, we have F. Lamb's iPhone. I'm sorry. I don't know how else to describe you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. I was having some computer struggles. I want to say first, I'm so excited to be on because I'm an elementary school teacher in Little Rock, Arkansas. I don't know you guys from California, if y'all ventured much to Arkansas, but Beverly Hills 90210 for us who lived in the South, it was like we all dreamed of going to California and getting to see that part, because we mostly go to Florida here in Arkansas to see the beach. But Brenda was just like the best. And my favorite scenes with her, I know how much she loves to dance and have dance parties. And I loved it when her and Brian had the college dance party when they won the dance off. Yeah. That was one of my favorite scenes. Oh. That dirty dancing they were doing was it was hilarious. And the other one, when they had the party, the dance that when Shaw and West Beverly weren't supposed to have the dance, it was supposed to be dangerous. And she got out there and her, of course, and Donna too, started the line dancing and kind of got the crowd from just standing around looking at each other. She brought everybody together and started the dancing. And that was one of my favorite parts of Brenda, because she was just bold and could get everybody to do anything.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with all of that. Yep. Catherine West. Hello.
Hi.
Catherine West is one of our regular contributors via the chat when we are doing a podcast.
I never miss a podcast. And I loved Shannon's podcast too. And I didn't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I think that's why it seemed so shocking, because on her podcast, she was so hopeful. And I knew based on other experiences that when you go back on chemo like that, it's probably not good. But I just, like when I got the thing on my phone, I just was stunned and like completely broke down. I mean, with the show like could not mean more to my life. I changed my entire life. I moved to California. I mean, it was like a whole thing. And now I'm back in Massachusetts. But I, you know, to be
maybe your senses though.
I worked in TV. I mean, it was like the whole thing. I was so to be on here with all of you, which was a dream when I was a kid. And Pete once let me get to be Brenda on one of the Christmas shows. So immediately I was like, I have to thank them. I mean, it was just, I have Brenda in my heart now because of that. I got to a tiny little bit. So yeah, I mean, it was a crazy shocking thing. And one of the things that, was comforting was that like people throughout my entire life from childhood, college, immediately are like contacting me. They're like, as if like, I know Shannon Doherty. They're like, we're so sorry, you know, because it was like, the show is like such an identity piece for me. And so that was nice. I wanted to just say, cause the person, especially this is perfect timing. That's another Southern fan, cause I grew up in Georgia. I love the times when we hear little Southern Brenda, the way that she says Emily is distinctly right. Southern. And that always has been so endearing to me. And, you know, obviously the French, all the little Shannon things that come out in Brenda, I love. So, yeah, thank you for having me on. It's nice that you did this. I love your podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Frank, new to the podcast. Hello. Frank. There he is.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for welcoming me to your podcast. So when I first, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So when I first heard the news, I couldn't sleep. I didn't have a good night's sleep Saturday night. So I was receiving several calls from my siblings because they know how much I'm a huge Shannon Doherty fan. And hello?
Yep,
all here. Oh, okay, I'm sorry, because it looks like it's frozen on my side. So anyway, I was receiving several calls from my siblings, and friends, and I didn't know the news. I didn't know what happened. So I checked social media, and surely, you know, the sad, you know, receiving the sad news of Shannon, it was really sad. But I've been a big fan of hers since 1992, you know, growing up in the 90s. And ever since then, just something about her gravitated me towards her acting and her character as Brenda. And I was able to meet her twice. I met her at the 2010 Anaheim Comic Con. Right. And I met her at her book signing, and it was great. I have a video footage, and it was really nice. My dad had came across a Brenda and Dylan doll, and I happened to take the Brenda doll, and she signed it with, and never charged me for it, so she signed it like under the table. Aww. But anyway, you know, I followed her over the years, and I thought she was a great actress, and you know, I followed her on her podcast, and I just love the raw authenticity of her. She's a wonderful actress. She's changed so many lives, and she's advocated for so many things, you know, with animals and horses, and what her and Holly did in Japan. But, you know, I'm going to miss her, and I'm mourning along with everybody here. So,
yes.
You know, thank you for.
Okay.
Frank, where are you calling from?
Pete, where's it? I'm based 15 minutes away from LA.
Oh. Okay. LA? You said 15 minutes away from LA?
I'm like in the city of Downey.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Gary Carpenter.
Okay. Let's see who else we have. We have Erin Devine.
Devine.
Got it. Good to see you again. How are you?
Good. I wish it was under better terms.
Yes.
But good to see you again.
Erin, of course, for those that remember, was the person that went to the Pittsburgh Con and had the kids dressed up in the matching dresses.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
Yes, right. I had them in the spring dresses. So when I woke up to the news, I honestly didn't believe it. I thought it was just a tabloid joke. And then my phone just started blowing up with everybody I know saying, like, did you hear the news? Did you hear the news? And I had to go and look it up. And I just was shocked because I did just see her in April and she looked amazing. And then, you know, she was on her own podcast just a few weeks prior and she looked great then too. So when I heard the news, I was just like, this can't be real. Like, I can't believe it. But when I met her, she was just one of the nicest, funniest people I've ever met. I mean, she was so sweet. She loved the girls and their outfits. And there's like a picture of her and Jenny with them in the outfits. And they just got like the biggest kick out of it. And she was just so sweet. And she was just a force of nature. Her acting was amazing, above and beyond. Not only in 90210, but all of her movies, everything she's done, she was just a phenomenal actress. And it's gonna take me a long time to be able to start watching 90210 again because it's just gonna hit so different without her.
Yeah. Our friend Brian, you have your hand raised. So what's
adding to what Erin said, you know, another factor that really just, you know, added to the shock was, like she said, you know, I just met Shannon, spoken to her, had a lovely moment with her, what, 3, maybe 4 months ago. And that's another, like I said, a factor that just really, I think I'm still processing it. You know, it's because, you know, this is somebody, you know, you hear about celebrity deaths and, you know, it's obviously it's very sad and, you know, it affects you, but even more so when it's somebody that you've actually met, you know, and you, this is somebody I hugged, this is somebody I shook hands with, you know, just a little while ago. It's just, it really is a shock.
Yeah. Let's go to Laura Fitzpatrick. We talk on Instagram every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
How are you? It's good to see you.
See you.
Yeah.
Okay. Pete, I hope when they have the space that you can extend our condolences to your own personal friends, to Brian, to Tori. I'm gonna cry. Because, I mean, we love these people. I didn't want to do this. But and you know, Brian, you know, like you said, you actually got to hug them. You know, Aaron, you actually got to your girls got to meet Shannon. You know, I did the same thing. I sat up. I was like, this can't be true. Like, we all just, we heard her on her podcast. She was just, you know, she was like, you know, guys, don't worry. This is real. It's going to be okay. This is what I'm going to do. And we all believed that it was going to be fine.
Yes. So
please, please. And Catherine, I did want to say,
oh, baby,
you were talking about her animal advocacy, and her podcast with Catherine Heigl was really inspiring. And one of my best friends has an animal rescue in Southern California, and Shannon, she advocates for so many rescues, and one of the, she promoted my friends specifically, but her animal advocacy was one of the things that I admired the most about her. And it just made me so proud to be her fan. God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm crying.
I mean, this is what this is about. It's totally okay to be crying here. It's understandable.
And I told Natalie that I was going to be on here, but Natalie's animal rescue is called Mayday, M-A-E-D-A-Y. And she actually has a pet store in Silver Lake called Mayday Outpost. So if anybody's looking for pets or pet food, that is her, that's her. And Shannon also promoted it as one of the many animal advocacies that she promoted. But Catherine, I smiled broadly when you were talking about her, Shannon's Southern accent that came out, because the word that Shannon always said that made me smile when her Southern accent came out was the way that she said liar, always said liar.
She talks about that in the podcast too.
Yeah. So sorry for my tears.
No, it's totally understandable. Okay, Priyanka, how'd I do?
You got it. Yep.
Nice. Okay.
It's nice to see you in person, Pete. I know we've messaged a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You too. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Gosh, and Laura, I wanted to say first, you know, the Southern accent, I think maybe because I know she was from Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm from Nashville, so. I could relate to the accent thing. I picked it up living here about the last 7 years. You can't help it sometimes. And I'm from New York originally, so totally different.
That's where I am. I'm in New York.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Yeah, I'm from Manhattan, born and raised.
You too.
That's where I am. Okay. Yeah, my family's still back there. Oh, nice. Nice. So yeah, unfortunately, you know, I regret that I had never gotten to meet Shannon, you know, and I know all these 90s cons, you know, have been going on. She's been to about, I think, 3 or 4, I believe, right, of the 90s cons. And that's something, you know, I always wanted to go and meet her at.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
If you're not talking, just mute yourself, guys. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, so when this happened, I know a lot of people were, you know, in shock because you know, like Laura was saying, she was feeling so good. She was sounding so good in her podcasts and, you know, going to all these cons, you know, obviously said she was in very good health and meeting and greeting with everyone. But, But, you know, I always say cancer is so sad in that way because, you know, things are so sudden. You know, you never know sometimes when things are just going to happen. I know she was also, you know, in preparation, also at peace, I think, with, you know, her time coming at some point. But, you know, as much as we, you know, all know that time is coming, of course, we never want that to come like it did so soon. And, you know, I've reached out to some of, you know, the cast on, I know, Instagram. Everyone has been posting, Brian, Tori, and everyone. I would hope at some point, I know someone was asking, but maybe at some point, you know, after it's, you know, less fresh and everything, would we maybe have like a tribute with them on here? Would that be something maybe that could happen?
See what happens. Maybe. I don't think it's out of the question for sure.
Okay. I thought that'd be nice for the fans as well as the cast to connect.
Sure. I mean, I do know that they're all still planning to go to, I haven't heard anything about Daytona.
Daytona. Yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, there will be that as well. Yeah.
Right. And I know I saw, I think That's for Entertainment posted something, you know, asking people to write a memory, or I think they're going to, you know, honor her there and read, I think, all of the memories from the fans and everyone on.
Yeah, so that's another 90s con that's coming up in Daytona, Florida. Candace, you're up.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for including me. I just wanted to say that my first memory of Shannon was kind of a double, was Our House and Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I watched Beverly Hills 90210 because I recognized her from those. And being a Candace who is an ICE as opposed to an ACE, I love that she was an EN, not an ON.
Sure, yeah.
And being a Southern California girl about the same age, I love that she was brunette and had brown eyes. There was something about connecting to, or a bit darker complexion than kind of the average blonde representation of Southern California. I was exactly 1 year behind the group in their graduation, and so I just felt like they were me and I was them, and my brothers are 8 and 6 years younger than me, and I forced them to watch every episode, and the first person who reached out to me was my brother who was just devastated, and I thought, what an amazing thing that like my rock and roll brother is devastated about the loss of Shannon Doherty. Like, what an impression to leave on such a diverse group of people in so many different ways. And I just super regret that I never had the chance to meet her, but part of my master's thesis was about Charmed. And I had a fantasy that she would sign my thesis someday. And I have a copy that's dedicated specifically to meeting her at a con so that she would sign it. And I just feel like I saw myself in her in a way that I hadn't before her and really haven't since.
That's beautiful. Chuck, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, two things. One that I don't know if you're aware of this. Amy Spies, who was the first season of 90210 on multiple episodes and then went to Melrose Place with Darren Star, wrote the screenplay and created Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, that's right.
They're going to be doing on Broadway. Remember, she mentioned that?
She did mention that to us. Yes, that's right.
On that for a jukebox musical. So I wanted to point that out. But what I really, it was interesting. We had just a brief chat, Pete, Larry, Brian, and myself before we started. And I said, you know, I'd love somebody to talk about Shannon on Charmed. Because it's not a show. My relationship with the show was through the executive producer, who once in a while we would, because I had the spelling experience and he was going through that, we would talk about that, even though I had left the company or moved to Sony. But I didn't really watch the show, but there are a lot of things relative to Shannon's life that I've seen now with the tribute videos and different things. And one of them is her on Charmed. And I think she looked really, really, as I guess this is a woman in her, at that point, late 20s, early 30s. I'm not quite sure what her exact age was at that point. But she really was a fuller, deeper woman at that. And I wondered someone to talk about her as an actress on Charmed. And here you are. You didn't have to write a thesis for me, but it's okay.
Would you like me to tell you a little bit about what I think?
Yeah.
That's what I'm implying.
Absolutely. Okay.
So my thesis was specifically about that kind of 90s phenomenon of representing women as witches in television and film, including Sabrina the Teenage Witch and even Buffy, honestly. Other kind of having magical powers as their source of...
Well, the Bewitched, of course, was the... especially relative to television.
100%. And in my literature review, through and through.
Exactly.
And about Shannon in particular, you know, that was a very collectivistic orientation toward power. Right? They needed each other. They relied on each other. It's a very feminine narrative. I had criticisms of that being magical as opposed to more agency. But the Shannon character in particular, she was just clearly the strength and backbone of that show and that group. And I thought was the most... untraditional of the three initial female characters. And I really felt like the show was never quite the same after she left for that reason. I thought she was...
Did it last a lot? Did it go more than one season without her?
It went a few, but I gave up on it. And I think
most people, yeah.
But I thought she was exceptional. And I agree with you, that depth of...
Well, I didn't know what the plots were. I didn't know her role in it, except very general. But I'm just saying... The imagery that I've been seeing in the last week since her passing was really like, oh, this was something. She really did. Again, there she is, Shannon Doherty, and she is taking the imagery. You know,
yes.
Her love.
It was powerful.
And she was in great shape doing the show. At least what Larry, do you have any comment on that? Have you seen any of this video that I'm talking about?
Oh, have Larry, you're muted, Larry. You're muted, Larry. Larry, you're muted.
You're muted.
You know, Chuck, like you, I never saw Charmed. I mean, I see how she looks really good in the thing. I'm curious now, who replaced her?
Rose McGowan, I believe.
Yeah, Rose McGowan.
Oh, Rose McGowan. Okay. Yeah. No, I. You know, I don't know the show. I didn't follow. But one thing about Shannon was, I mean, she was a pure actress. She was a lifelong actress. She started as a baby, and so it almost was like. She didn't even have her personality herself because she was whoever she was playing. And that's what was so amazing writing for her was that you kind of wrote right into what you thought she was in a certain way. And that became Brenda. I think, you know, Chuck will probably attest to the fact that Brenda was, you know, going to be perhaps different, but you just kind of sometimes have, when you write for characters, you got to go for where they're strongest and where they're registering. And, you know, for us, I mean, for me, I mean, it was a great privilege to be able to write for her. So,
yeah.
She was a fraud that's what this has been on Charmed too. So I think the show meant a lot to her, which is one reason that it's probably for the best, you know, that things kind of work out as they do.
Oh, with 90210, you mean?
Probably.
Yeah. Let's go to Hina. Am I saying that right?
Hina.
Hina.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Come here. Great. I wasn't sure if you would be able to hear me or not because my sound was having issues, but I'm from Brampton, Ontario, Canada, and I kind of grew up with watching a bunch of series with Shannon Doherty in it. So like Little House on the Prairie, you know, 90210 and Charmed and a bunch of Lifetime movies and Hallmark movies. I think I saw her in. I just saw a movie with her called No One Would Tell. 2018, that was me. Now, just watching that on Thursday night. I was just watching that on Thursday night, and I was like, okay. And then I heard of her passing. I was like, whoa, I just literally just saw a movie of hers just the other day. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, and it was just really shocking to hear that. And
yeah.
Like, I give my condolences to everyone that's grieving towards her. I never had a chance to meet her, but I just grew up watching a lot of her shows and movies and stuff like that, and really admired what she did and what she was going for and fighting for. I even listened to her podcast recently, so yeah.
Right. Okay. Whoever else wants to say anything, just raise the hand on the chat here. Beth, do you have anything? Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
Sorry, there's a little feedback. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know that I'll say anything new that others haven't said, but first, thank you so much, Pete, Larry, Charles, for doing this. I mean, I've been with you guys since the beginning, and it's really, really nice in dark times like this to have this community, because people around me don't necessarily get it if they're not super fans the way that we are. And yeah, I mean, just like everyone else, really punched to the gut when I saw the news. I woke up, was that Saturday or Sunday morning? And, you know, my buddy Steven is on here also. And we were definitely very, very excited when Shannon announced her podcast, and loyal listeners, and just super excited to hear her perspective and finally get to hear her, you know, just her insights on things, and hearing her voice every week was just lovely. And I think the saddest part for me is just, you know, she was 53, clearly someone who had plans. She did not, to me, sound like somebody who was done living and did not want to let go. And that's really the saddest part to me, is that I don't believe that she, you know, was ready to go. She had just signed on to do the Charmed
podcast.
She just had Holly on with her, and you know, she had plans, and so it's absolutely heartbreaking. But you know, unlike I think it was you, Thady, who said you weren't ready to watch. I think someone else mentioned that too. I've had 90210 on since I heard the news, because to me it's comforting. It's seeing her, seeing Shannon in her prime, and it's bringing me some peace. So yeah, thank you everyone for just being in this together and having a place to come to talk about Shannon and give a tribute to her.
For sure. Thank you, Beth. Nicole, I see you got your hand up. Nikki. Our friend Nikki. Okay. She is frozen. Nikki? Let's move to, oh, there she is, Nikki.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello. First of all, like everyone said, thank you for doing this, because it means a lot, you know. It's just, it's hard. I don't get emotional when celebrities die, but this one has definitely been hard. It's really been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm super grateful that I didn't get to meet her last year at 91.
You did get to meet her.
And I did last year in September. I was at the con in April, and I was there Friday, and then she wasn't there Friday, and I woke up Saturday morning sick, and I flew home because I didn't want to get her sick. Mm. I woke up with pink eye in both eyes, and yeah. I didn't want to get her sick, so I made the decision, and now I'm like, but I have to be grateful I did meet her.
You did get to meet her at some point, right?
Yeah, last September in Florida.
Nice. Good.
So... yeah, let's, I can't process it. It's really hard.
Let's go to Michelle. You got your hand up.
Yes. Hi, everybody.
Hey, good to see you.
Well, the thing that was so shocking for me was my husband was the one who told me. I didn't. He gave me the news in the morning, and I fell to the ground. I was just so shocked, because I had just listened to her podcast like a week ago, and they, like I said, she was doing the new Tron podcast. And it sounded like she didn't think she had some time left at least. So it was just very shocking to hear. And I called my mother. And when I told my mother, she was devastated as well. Because, you know, we both love 90210. We were always team Brenda. Growing up, Brenda and Dylan were like everything for me and her. So it was just shocking. And I am grateful I did get to meet her. I met her a couple years ago at 90s Con in Connecticut. And she could not have been nicer. Like, she listened to me, spoke to me about Luke. And I'm just so grateful I did get to meet her. And I don't know. It still feels surreal. I've been watching 90210 Pluto. They've started it over with the Brenda episodes.
Right.
And it has given me comfort to actually watch it. And I did watch her on Charmed as well. I saw Heather's. Like, I've seen her in so many things. I feel like she's been a part of my life since I was young. So it's hard to believe that her and Luke are both gone. So
yeah, that's really
they were my two favorites growing up. So it's surreal. And I'm glad that we have this forum here to talk and, you know, meet with everybody. And it does help talking about it. So we are grateful that you put this together.
Of course, guys. Joan Fowler, I see you got your hand raised.
Hi there. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm definitely here to pay my respects to Shannon. And I also wanted to thank our producers, Chuck and Larry, for, you know, creating such an amazing piece of work that continues to inspire me to this day. And, you know, I actually got to meet Shannon once at her badass book signing. And I also met my best friend there. Her name's Daisy. She's in the call.
Nice.
So, you know, all those beautiful scenes you guys wrote for Shannon, you know, some of those monologues, they play in my head a lot. I specifically love that scene where she's leaving the Minnesota dorm and she tells her friends, you know, that she is different and that's just the way it is. You know, I just love that whole storyline of her searching for herself and, you know, making mistakes, but, you know, she just keeps trying, and that's what I think we all loved about that character. So thank you so much.
Of course, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else have, before I go back to some of the other people that want to say something, is anyone that hasn't spoken that would like to say something? Okay, then I'll go to, yeah.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes. Can hear you, yeah.
Oh, cool. My name's Stephen. I'm from Australia, and sorry, technology is not my friend today.
No, you're good.
But you can't hear me right now?
Australia. We can hear you, but not important see
things, we can hear you,
yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what's going on with my iPhone, but it's so nice seeing all of you. I've been watching for many years, and it's amazing the friends that I've made through your channel. And Beth was on before, and it was nice to see her talking and the shout out. But I was aware of Shannon from the Girls Just Want to Have Fun movie. And when I saw the previews for 90210, the ads on TV, I recognized her straight away and just was like, I've got to watch this show because of Shannon. And was like such a big fan. We had like theme parks here, similar to like Disneyland and stuff like that. And at 11 years old, I got photos with a cardboard cutout of Shannon. which was because I never thought in a million years that I would get to meet her. So in 2012 she came to Australia for the first time. She actually came to Melbourne, and I'm from Sydney, so of course booked flights, accommodation, jumped on a plane and went and met her, and she was so lovely. She was the loveliest person. And I actually had taken that photo of me and her cardboard cutout when I was 11 years old. And straight away, she was like, we've got to reenact this photo. And so we actually attempted like two or three times to get it. And because I was like, you know, I was 11 years old when that was taken. So I'm now 6'1". So the height difference was different. So because those photos are quite quick, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to look at it. But every time I'd look at the photo, I realized... it wasn't good. I was too tall, or, you know, so we just kept doing it, and she loved it. And I was like, thank you so much. And she just said she liked doing photos like that, that were creative. She said, you know, rather than just like the look pose, she liked being doing something that was creative. And so then she kept coming back to Australia. I actually have like over 10 photos with her. And so every time I'd meet her, I'd try to do like a creative picture, and you know, she had her, you know, input in, let's do this and let's do that and let's try this. And she was just so amazing and so lovely. And I actually live with multiple sclerosis, and I've had it for 29 years now. And so when one of the last I can't remember when it was, maybe it was 2017 or 18, that Shannon had come to Australia, and she had been diagnosed with breast cancer and stuff. So I was still amazed that she had had come, and I got to spend time with her and her then husband and her mum and Holly and Holly's husband in like a little club in Sydney called the Ivy. And when I saw Shannon, I was dressed up in a suit and stuff. So she was like, look at you, Stephen, all dressed up. And it was amazing. She actually took a selfie of us on her phone, which I never unfortunately got because we weren't allowed to ask them for photos. But I had mentioned to her that I had MS and that I just started a vegan diet to try to help with some of my MS symptoms and stuff. And she was really fascinated by that, and she was asking questions. And then I told her that wine wasn't vegan because it contained egg and milk. And she put her hand on mine. She's like, Stephen, please tell me you did not just say that. Like, she's like, wine is like my favorite thing in the whole wide world. I'm like, well, there's vegan wine and stuff like that. So she said she'd look into it. So I just love those moments that her and I shared, because I know that the whole world loved her. And when I met her, you know, I said to her, I never dreamed in a million years that you would come to Australia. Because not many of the cast have come to Australia. So the fact that I just love Shannon so much and she came to Australia and I had those opportunities to meet her and hang out with her mum as well. And it was just amazing. And I have watched the episodes. I know Larry's on, and one of the first episodes I watched was The Big Little Fish, because that is one of my favorite episodes. And I love the interactions with Shannon and Luke. It's just amazing writing. And thank you so much for everything that you've done, and know that you have fans all over the world and that listen to your show and stuff. Thank you. So thank you.
You know, it's really nice to hear her interacting with fans on that level. You know, I think about Darren Martin, who we love here. And a few years back, he had a video, and she took his cell phone and was walking around with it. He posted a picture of it the other day, and I love that she was giving everybody time, you know, to get to know her. It was more. It felt like it was more than just next.
Well, I don't think the one thing for me, and I think that you could, and I think all you guys who are the super fans here, you all know this, is that. Yeah, you got all this love and admiration for Shannon, but she got so much from you. It enabled her to really reclaim Brenda. I mean, Brenda was exiled from the management of the universe.
Right.
And we were all cut off from that as the show progressed and time moves on in this. So, you know, I see her with you, and I see the response in you and the regeneration that you guys gave her. It's
yes.
Like the good life is a two-way street. And the beauty of Shannon is, I think, is that she realized that in spades for years and behaved as such.
I think that's true, Chuck. Sadie, go ahead. You wanted to add something.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, when I remember when Chuck was talking about Charmed, actually I saw Shannon for the first time on Charmed before 90210, because Charmed was on when I was 12. So I started watching it first because it was on the time I was a teenager, and 90210 I started watching a little later. But it's incredible, and I love how she could play two different characters brilliantly. You know when we say, oh, okay, so I'm watching her in a movie and I'm seeing, I don't know, for example, Brenda. I'm not seeing Brenda. When I watch Charmed, I see Prue Halliwell. I can't think about Brenda Walsh. And when I watch 90210, I'm seeing Brenda Walsh. I can think about Prue Halliwell. And it's so amazing. It's because she's such a brilliant actress, and she gives us this impression that it's awesome. I really think that she was a great actress because she could play two different characters in, I don't know, brilliantly. I'm just really, really emotional here, because both shows are, 90210 is number one, Charmed is number two for me.
And she is part of that. When she left the show, I tried to watch, I don't know, 2 seasons. Yeah, when she left Charmed, I tried to watch, I don't know, season 4 and 5, but it wasn't the same. So I stopped it. But it's Aaron? It's just when I heard the news, yeah, when I heard it was on Sunday.
Right.
It was on Sunday, and I was like, oh my God. And I remember talking to, I think it was Michelle, I think. And I was like, yeah, I heard that, but I still can't believe it because it was on Sunday. And I was like, I was totally out of my, you know?
Yes.
On Saturday, I couldn't see my social media or anything. And I was shocked. I was really shocked when, and I still watch Charmed and I know to know, and I want to keep that image in my head that she was a brilliant actress that played 2 brilliant roles differently.
Yes.
And because she was so amazing.
Charles, I see you have Karen with you. Hello, Karen.
I know, the highlight. Hi. Yeah. Hi. People from all over the world. We have Australia and Brazil, of course. Oh, my.
Karen, I don't mean to put you on the spot at all, but do you have any thoughts about what's happened with Shannon?
I just, right away, my thought was just, she was just too young. She fought so hard. She was so brave. She was so courageous about her journey, her challenges. It was pretty impressive. She really, I'm sure she gave a lot of hope and inspiration to so many people, in a similar position and or struggling with any kind of really health challenge, and it was really admirable. And too young, you know. It's just
Has anybody that has not said anything want to say anything?
Hi, Nikki.
If not, then we're gonna move back to F Flam again. Flam's iPhones. What is your name, by the way?
Okay, my name is Faith.
Faith, gotcha.
Yeah. Hey, and I recognize Karen. Did Karen play some like cameo characters on the show? I think, were you like in the locker room with like
Karen? Yes. I was in a couple episodes, yes.
Okay. I was like, I think I recognize her from
That's amazing.
You must be a super fan.
Yeah, well.
And little Lindsay is in it too.
Lindsay.
Oh my gosh.
Maxine has a moment. Even our son Avery has a moment in the Western show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, you were also Allison Lash's girlfriend at one point, right?
Yes.
Went after the fire. Okay. Right. After the fire.
Our friend Sarah Melson.
Well, what I was going to say is I have been listening back to Shannon's podcast. I think I've listened to it like 3 times now. And I didn't realize she was from Memphis, which is really close to me here in Little Rock. And I thought that was cool that she went out. But somebody a few minutes ago mentioned Team Brenda. And I have a 17-year-old daughter right now. And she'll come in and she'll tell me, oh, maybe I kind of like somebody's boyfriend, you know, somebody's ex-boyfriend. I'll go, no, you can't go out with your friend's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend because it never goes well, okay? Kelly, you've seen all that because I've made my kids watch it and they'll go, Mom, why are you watching this show again? I'm like, is this the best TV on? Even still, because nobody makes good characters to me that, like I wrote on one of Tori's post, it feels like my friend from high school has passed away.
Mm.
You know, like your badass friend that had your back no matter what. Because, you know, people didn't always have Brenda's back, but she had theirs. Mm. If you really think about it throughout the whole show. So I just wanted to say I thought that was really cool. And I learned some new stuff. And what a legacy she left through her podcast.
Yes.
Just listening to it, the amount of doctors and things that she had on there to share about cancer and people's cancer journey. How much she loved her fans to try to get information like that out there to help others really just is a legacy she left us all.
Definitely. Jessica, you wanted to add something again?
Yes. A lot of people were saying that she played complex characters. And one of the stories, when I think about how talented Shannon is, like the shoplifting episode, it's not supposed to be, you know, that big of a deal on paper, but the way Shannon how what she brings to Brenda when Brenda is hurt that her mother would even entertain the idea after she's been framed. Like, you know, her it's so relatable. It's so she brought so much to every story, including the ones that you think, okay, well, that's not, you know, that's not such a big deal. But her acting was what made it what it is. You know, and my BFF and I, we cried for hours over the phone on Sunday. He loves Charmed and he loves 90210. So it's not like, it feels like a break the internet moment.
Yeah.
But if anybody deserves that tribute, it's Shannon.
Jessica, I recognize you from the Story Slam, your voice. It's very, like, I've heard it so many. Let's see. Priyanka, go ahead.
There we go. Yeah, I just wanted to share similarity that I saw between Shannon's character, Brenda, and Shannon, because I was, you know, reading some posts now from Tori and, you know, from Brian, the ones who've been especially closer, and how much Shannon looked out for them, you know, as a friend, as a sister, as a brother. And I'll always say, I think I heard this also, you know, early on, that she always, you know, for new people who would come onto the show, in you know, real life, she would kind of welcome them in and take them on her wing and help them out. And as Brenda, you know, in the show as well, when you see her with a lot of, you know, new friends that come into town, she'll always give them benefit of the doubt and be like, you know, accept this one, trust this one, even though, you know, other people may not. That's, you know, a quality that I always liked about, you know, her character as well as her in person. So that was a great thing.
Yes. And Catherine West?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, since Karen is here, that I think the whole thing with Brenda in Paris, obviously, is just the iconic 90210. And Shooting Star is one of, I mean, just hands down, one of the greatest episodes. And I think that showcased Shannon, the same with Meeting Mr. Pony. And so, you know, all those things got Shannon to be the Brenda that she was. And I think it's your, the teamwork of you that really allowed her to showcase all of that. And so thank you. Yeah.
Thank you
so much.
Yes.
For meeting talking Mr. to us.
Meeting Mr. Pony, that's not one I've been thinking about since we got the news about Shannon. But that episode, that first act that she and that actor put together, we didn't strive for that often, that level of intensity. And my God, yeah. Let's do that one, Pete.
Yes.
Let's do a dive on that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just one quick thing, though, I have to say. Okay. So growing up, as a very little kid, because I started the show, it was into season 6, I'm taping it every day, like as many episodes as possible, UPN, WGN, the new ones. I was hard in for Kelly growing up. I have completely flipped. I'm now Team Brenda.
Oh no! Get off the Zoom.
No, I like them both.
Let's see. Stephen, go ahead. Stefan.
Hi. Yeah. So I realized how to put my hand up now and how to unmute
myself.
There you go. So hopefully you can see me now.
Yes.
No, I was just gonna say that first time I met Shannon in Melbourne, I had her Playboys with me that I wanted her to sign, and I felt really weird of going up to her having her sign these. And I remember going up to her and saying, oh, can you sign these, like, please don't think I'm a pervert. And she's like, no, you're not a pervert. But she said she couldn't sign them because of a deal or something, like she had to get authority from Playboy in order for her to sign them. So she wasn't able to sign them, but she didn't think I was a pervert, which I thought was nice.
It's interesting. I hung out with a friend of ours on the show, Dorkzilla, who brought a copy of the Playboy for her to sign for someone else. And I believe she had told me that she kind of got the vibe that Shannon didn't want to sign that. And Dorkzilla was like, forget it. You know, don't worry about signing it. So I think it's interesting that she.
But Pete, I worked for the Playboy company. I did one pilot with them with UPN.
Yes.
And they were strict like that.
Yeah.
They retained all rights. They were a company like that. So I'm not
I don't deny it. Yeah.
True. And they were very litigious for a long time.
Mm.
Yeah, she said something with the contract. She said she couldn't sign them, like she needed to get permission, or I needed to get permission in order for it to be signed. So yeah,
interesting.
That might be true though.
Yeah. Frank, go ahead. You have your hand raised.
You can't be on my leg, buddy.
Yes, I just thought of a question. So, when the storylines are written for the actors, actresses, particular Shannon, I know that she had some, she wanted to make some changes, I believe, to her character. And when that happened, was that a discussion with you and with Larry and Chuck regarding that? And if so, were there any changes and kind of seeing where she was coming from, if that makes sense?
The question makes sense to me. I think pretty much the only time, there was one other conflict later, but that really wasn't as germane. When we made the decision, when Luke came forward, and I was just talking about this, so I think you guys might be interested, you know, because we were living this with a documentary crew out of Canada, that Jason Priestley is putting together, is doing for someone about Luke. And, you know, when Luke came to me and said he wanted to mix it up, and, I want to work with the blonde, despite all the beautiful brunette power. I have two beautiful brunette daughters, so, you know, not biased in that at all. But where was it?
Yes, he's asking about changes Shannon.
Oh, so at that moment, 90210 took a big hit. Darren was going to Melrose. Mr. Spelling's attention was on Melrose. We had just seen this Melrose Place. We saw the Grant Show, who kind of was Dylan, but with more chiseled, more, you know, he met with his motorcycle too. And Luke came to me as a young actor, and he's seeing the ship sailing to Melrose Place. And he said, and I think he felt very complacent about a lot about season two, because season two, you know, I always say, and I've had said that I did produce five different television shows, and season two I would have always called High School Hijinks, because it loved it. There were all these things there, but it wasn't the experience of. When you were a junior and a sophomore in high school, you're also thinking about your life after high school. A lot of high school kids do, especially in this part of Los Angeles, at least, did at that point, and I'm still do. And we couldn't get into that because we couldn't advance them. So it was a difference, and that was a way to change things up. But relative back to that, obviously, I went with Luke on this. And so recently, I mean, we talked about this on the podcast, Pete and Larry, you know, she was one of the podcast things that I didn't support her. And in the key way, which I think was this one creatively, that's right. I went with what Dylan McKay wanted to do, because they were for lots of different reasons. But I also thought it was a good idea to scramble it up.
Right.
And remember that we always intended for that relationship to come back together again. That was part of the promise that was made to Fox. And by the point that we got there, you know, one of the other things, and I do want to say this, Frank, and I admire her for it, quite frankly, all these years later, is because you read a lot, as I said. I've been looking at all the different pieces and things that said about Shannon. And of course, one of them is who she was married to, what it was. One of the guys on the crew posted that he was on our set deck, and they ended up doing all the decorations for Shannon's wedding.
And I read that today, Chuck. Ted Hardwick's,
Was really a leader of the crew too. He was very, very well known and a nice man, and so he wrote about that. But she had a lot of stuff going on. She wasn't just sitting in her trailer memorizing how to be Brenda. She was right. out and about in the world and doing stuff. And sometimes that included maybe not as professional behavior, as I know that didn't remain issues with her. She, you know, the some of the things. But so I do want to say that that is the one time that we conflicted. After that, and I know Larry will confirm this, one of the things that was amazing is that she would make the scripts work. She was not one of the actresses who came back to us and said, I can't say these lines. I can't do this. She never did that. Shannon was there to make it work. And look at these episodes that she did. She did make it work.
She was leaving, even when she knew she was leaving the show.
Oh, well, that she picked it up right in the Divas episodes and all that.
You know, she didn't like phone it in at all.
Well, no, I think it also gave her a real lift, Karen, you know, at that point, you know, also to know, okay, I've got to end here, but I've got some stuff to do. I've got my characters here, and what are we going to do with it? And I also feel that not only just the acting episodes, but when she did the 60s episode.
Yes.
Phenomenal. And
she talked,
and we weren't talking about it, you know. She just was doing it, you know.
Larry Mullen has his hand raised.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to say that, you know, I got to write for her in the fourth season. And there was a lot of storylines. You know, there was a Stewart, there was an animal rights she got caught up in. There was, you know, and, you know, obviously getting back always kind of with the Dylan stuff, like Little Fish started and it kind of goes all the way through. But we also did Divas. But, you know, all the different storylines, whatever we wrote, I never heard a word. She just not made it better. Never said a word. Never. It was the only one. She would just get the script and just do this exactly what. And she sounded exactly how you imagine, but better. So it was always such a thrill. And even toward that fourth season, where there was apparently, I was told anyway, that there was tension between her and Luke. As I've stated before, there was this incredible attraction, which basically solidified for me the Dylan Brenda thing. And as I am on Team Brenda there, and I just kind of felt this great attraction between them, even though supposedly in real life the actors didn't really like each other. But boy, it was great chemistry between them. And you know, just looking at those scenes now, it's such a pleasure.
Yes, and I do know that they were good at the end. Before Luke had passed.
Oh, yes, after the show, everyone kind of came back and rallied for Shannon. Yeah. And you know, look, they all walked through the fire together. I mean, they all, you know, there was no, that's a bond that's for life.
Let's see. Aaron, you have your hand raised.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I just kind of wanted to touch on what Chuck and Larry were both saying with, you know, Dylan, Brenda, and Kelly. And I know that, like, the fans, you know, everybody has a side and people hate it. And I feel like it worked so well and it was so captivating because of how brilliant the acting was. And I feel like that has so much to do with, I mean, Shannon's acting through, like, the scene, like, when they approach her and tell her, like, you know, they're together, like, her acting in that was just so, like, you felt it. And not a lot of people can do that. And that's what made her such a brilliant actress. And I feel like that's what made that whole triangle thing work so well, was because of her acting. And I mean, of course, Luke and Jenny's too, but her emotion throughout those scenes were just brilliant.
You just felt for brilliant. Her. You yes. felt for her.
Yeah, like yes, you actually felt physically hurt for her.
Yes.
And like, you don't get that nowadays. Like, it's just, it was amazing writing and it was just brilliant acting.
Go ahead, Larry. You got your hand raised again.
I just want to ask one thing. Perhaps Brian knows this, or certainly Dr. Weiss at Team Dramology. Did Shannon ever take an acting class?
I don't know.
I doubt it because she was a baby
actor. And she started so young.
She was an actor.
Pure actress she was. She never studied acting. She just
The podcast with her mom.
At the expense of her own personality, she became the characters.
Sorry to interrupt without my hand raised, but if you listen to the podcast with her mom, I don't think so. But there's a really good podcast that she does with her mom where they tell the entire story arc of her career from a very, very young age.
Mm.
And I think it all starts with just auditioning, but I don't recall classes.
Right. Interesting.
We should go back and listen to it.
Definitely.
But I don't recall classes. Does anybody else?
Well, Sherry Weiss, if you're listening, text me and let me know.
Yeah.
Candace, go ahead.
I think Flams might have an immediate response to that, though.
Oh, go ahead, Flams. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Well, on her podcast, she was living in Memphis, and she said just doing plays in church. Her and her brother were just doing plays in the local church. And then her father's business got moved to California, and out there, that was when she got the role of Little House. But it never said anything about that classes or anything she was taking before that.
Mm. Candace, go ahead.
Okay, so first, Karen, having been in this Zoom space, Karen, like, to be in a Zoom space with you is its own thing that I need to move on from. But I'm a television junkie. That was a lot. And I think it's so interesting. I put in the chat because there were questions when I brought up Charmed about how long Shannon was in Charmed. She was only in 3 of the 8 seasons. And in 90210 for 4 of the 10. And my goodness, can you imagine? And Brian will confirm this for me, to come up as the most loved character over and over on Reddit and in all popular culture circles when you had the least amount of time of a core cast is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
To dodge down when I say I'm Team Kelly. But the only reason I can beat Team Kelly is because of Brenda. You can't care about Kelly unless you care about Brenda. And once Brenda was gone, it just shifted the whole energy in such a way that only Shannon Doherty can shift the energy, right?
Yeah.
And I have two last things to say. I'm so sorry. I'm emotional because Karen's here.
Take your time.
Thank you. With relationship to Heather's as well, similar thing, right? Nobody thinks about Shannon Doherty and Heather's, but if you watch Heather's, you think about Shannon Doherty later, even though there were much, much bigger stars, right? Like, she just had a thing. It's so indelible and impressive and charming and mean. She was mean in a way that was so delicious and you wanted just sumptuous, just like eat her up. And then Pete, as a person who runs a lot of Zoom meetings, you run a killer Zoom meeting.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Who else has a question or comment? I think we've covered it all. Chuck, did you have something? Brian, did you have something you wanted to add?
So I just wanted to close everything out with just reading some submissions from a lot of fans on Reddit who wanted to get share their condolences, some memories. So I'd like to just read out a few.
Sure, go for it.
This first one is from user Spelling Manor, who writes, "Such a huge loss. The fabric of the show felt different after she left. And I think a lot of that is due to her having a personality that allowed vulnerability, both on screen and off. Viewers were able to connect and empathize with that." Next, we have a submission from musicalfan_80, a fan from the Philippines. "I was a teeny bopper when Beverly Hills 90210 became big all over the Philippines. During the early trailers, I used to think that Brandon and Brenda were the main couple of the show. Turns out they were actually twins. Every girl in my class wanted to be Brenda. We loved her signature looks with the blazers, black waistcoat vest tops, chokers, button-up shirts, and neckties. And of course, her gorgeous long hair with fringe bangs. She was so cool and unique. The Brendan Dillon ship kept me glued. Episodes like her pregnancy scare were such an eye-opener. During her final season, when Brenda was going through challenges like going to jail and the Maggie the Cat storyline, I totally sympathized and felt strongly for her. She inspired me to help animal welfare cases. I also had a Brenda doll.
Oh.
Brenda, her being gone has affected me greatly. I'm really going to miss Shannon. Here's one from 90210 Stupid from Australia.
Stupid.
I started watching as a teen in Sydney, Australia, in the 90s. In all honesty, I started watching because I thought Brenda was beautiful, had beautiful hair and clothes. But I stayed for the way Shannon showed the complexities of girlhood in a heartfelt way. I love that Brenda was tough and soft and unwavering in her beliefs. Being a teenager, still not sure how to use my own voice, Brenda inspired me to speak up for myself. I was absolutely thrilled to learn that Shannon was equally strong-willed and unafraid to speak. I know no actor is the same as her character, but the character traits that Shannon and Brenda shared made me love them both so much. It's such a dreadful loss, and I'm thinking of everyone who knew her and those who adored her through the television screen all over the world. Tis for a Train Wreck writes, Brenda was easy to root for because Shannon's portrayal was so believable and rooted in reality. Shannon's heart shone through every performance. Likewise, Shannon's loyalty to her loved ones, fans, and characters permeated throughout her podcast. I feel blessed that she shared her experiences, the good, bad, and indifferent, with the world in recent months. Shannon's legacy will live on through her beautiful family, friends, and fans. We got two more. It's a little hard to get through these. You're so emotional.
Yes.
Run Mike says, my wife and I both watched 90210 growing up, and it was a huge part of our lives at the time. We discovered Shannon's podcast right when we found out that my wife was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. Shannon's honesty about her journey and her spirit with handling everything that comes with cancer was much needed when we felt that we were drowning with uncertainty. We recently started a rewatch and just made it to Brenda and Donna in Paris. When we heard the news of her passing, it was heartbreaking and has affected us in ways that no other celebrity passing has. For those who know and loved her, we just want you to know how much she touched us, those who needed it, by just being open and sharing. I wish I could thank her in person, but hope that those who love her know what a powerful thing it was for her to share her journey. Thank you and rest well, Shannon. Second to last one. Prom Specialist 6936 says, Shannon was my childhood, and I remember fighting with my classmates back in 7th grade anytime someone would say anything bad about Brenda. I was always a huge supporter and defender of her. I'm going to miss her enormous talent and strength. I thank her for bringing me so much happiness. My favorite couple, Brenda and Dylan, and for being such a badass and paving the way for other strong females. It has hit me so hard. I still feel so so sick over it. And lastly, Administrative Price says, 90210 was a major part of my childhood. The show was never the same after Shannon left, and I eventually stopped watching. I continued to follow her career and enjoyed following her on Instagram. I was so excited when she joined for the Beach 90210 reboot, and I loved seeing her included with other cast members at conventions. It seemed like she was able to have some peace and closure with that part of her life. Her podcast was a gift to us fans, and I look forward to her new episodes every week. I was ecstatic to hear her chat with Jason, Brian, and Tori, and clear up rumors and misconceptions. Her conversations with Tori were especially heartwarming, and it was good to see them back as good friends. Shannon was an incredibly talented actress from a very young age. I marveled at her strength and courage throughout her life, and her will to fight cancer and survive. My heart breaks that she wasn't ready to go, and she had so much left to give. Shannon will forever hold a place in my heart, and may she rest in peace.
Nice stuff, Brian. Look, guys, we're going to wrap this up now. I just want to say Shannon was a badass at a time when it wasn't a thing. She invented being a badass at a and was around in a very not a easy time period, right? I mean, she fought for her character, and I thought what she did on her podcast was amazing. The reason why I wanted her on so badly is because I knew she had so much insight and so much to offer the world. And I think we got to experience all that through the podcast that she did. I also want to acknowledge people like Lily and Christelle and Nikki and all the and Darren Martin, all of those super fans of Shannon's that got their opportunity to, you know, whether it was Christelle giving a doll to her, or Darren spending some time, or even Stephen talking to us earlier about the experience. It's a gift that she gave her fans. And I think what Chuck said too is that the fans gave her a gift as well. She was a beautiful performer. I love her in Mallrats forever and all the other things she did outside of 90210. And she wasn't, I thought she was just not going to stop. I thought there were so many more things left that were going to happen for her. And it's shocking, it's sad, it's tragic. And we're all going to miss her tremendously here. Chuck, any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, it was a privilege to work with her. It was a privilege to work with her, seeing what we came up with. It's can't be happy and not happy about that. I do, you know, Candace, that we wrote for her. That one of the reasons that she's the deepest character is that we started out with the Walsh Family Show, and it was Brandon and Brenda. And Brenda, you know, was an interesting, we all loved writing for Brenda. We lined up for that. We battled for that, didn't we, Karen?
Yeah. I just remembering her when she was, they were filming, I think it was the Twins episode on campus, on UCLA's campus.
Right.
And they were doing something about twin study.
Twin study
episodes.
And that was before they were going to shoot. Isn't it romantic that the one where she and Dylan have their first date. And she was already thinking of what she would wear, you know, and was showing me the wardrobe. And she was so young and so serious about it and so earnest and really wanting to do it well. It was a great episode for her, but it was, I remember her now and I can't believe how long ago it was, you know, but it still was too short. Her life was just too short. Yeah. And that's the tragedy right now.
Larry, we'll give you the last line. Larry, you're on mute, so it would be better if you had the you're on mute. Go ahead.
I'm muting. Well, you know, I was going to say, I noticed because I followed Dean Butler, who was the husband of our dear Catherine Cannon, Felice Martin, and he worked with her on Little House, and he remarked that she was such a determined young actress, which kind of goes to what Karen was saying. She really took her craft seriously. And I just, you know, the spotlight will always follow her, as we say, and spirit soar trooper.
There you go. All right. Thanks, everybody. We will try to do a couple of more of these, just not like this on the thing, but maybe watching some of our episodes and all of that stuff. So we want to be here, or I at least want to be here for the fans to do that kind of thing. All right, everybody, have a good one, and we will see you all.